For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. You've heard it said, the coronavirus doesn't discriminate, except it kind of does.
The fact that African Americans make up that smaller proportion of the population, about 27%, but are a far greater proportion of cases with more severe illness has been identified.
Dr. Linda Bell is South Carolina's chief epidemiologist. The numbers she's citing break down like this. About a quarter of the state's residents are Black, but that quarter contributes almost 40% of reported COVID-19 cases here, and almost 60% of the deaths. You want to hear the kicker?
The first thing we need to understand is that this should not be a surprise.
Dr. Coretta Jenneret, Associate Dean for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusivity at the University of South Carolina's College of Nursing.
We have known about health disparities and health inequities for quite some time.
COVID-19 is most dangerous to those with certain underlying health conditions, heart disease, diabetes, lung disease, asthma, all very high on the list of problems that already affect African Americans more than any other group. And then there's something called the social determinants of health.
And it just means that there are conditions where people live, where they learn, where they work, where they might play, that affect the health risk and outcomes. So when we see that people who are poor, people who have underlying health conditions, people who are under-resourced, dying of COVID, it really should not be a surprise.
What might be a surprise is how complicated the inequities of COVID-19 can be. While African Americans are far and away the most disproportionately affected group, there's also a gender issue at play. And it's complicated, too.
There's almost a dozen countries that we know of where more women are becoming infected, but more men are still dying.
This is neuroscientist and author Sharon Moalem speaking recently with PBS's Christiane Amanpour. The dynamic he's seeing globally is happening in South Carolina, too. In a state where each sex makes up about half of the population, 55% of COVID cases are women, but 56% of deaths are men, according to the State Department of Health and Environmental Control. Dr. Moalem says that males are, at a chromosomal level, simply less equipped to fight off diseases than females, who have two X chromosomes.
Females use both of the X's in their bodies at the same time. And now, this is very crucial because the X isn't just some random chromosome. It's actually very rich in genes that are related to the immune system.
But what makes women more likely to get COVID-19? Anne Warner is the CEO of the South Carolina Women's Rights and Empowerment Network, or WREN. She says it's because women are more exposed to the coronavirus, especially at work.
We actually did an analysis of the numbers of people in our workforce who are in high-risk occupations where you have significant exposure to the public. And we found that more than two-thirds of those jobs are held by women.
Probably the most at-risk profession in a pandemic is healthcare. According to WREN's analysis, 80% of the state's healthcare staff across all levels are women. That number is consistent with national statistics compiled by the U.S. Department of Labor and with global statistics compiled by the World Health Organization. Warner says women are also at greater risk for exposure because they tend to do most of the low-wage jobs that put them in front of people. About 60% of low-wage workers in this country are women, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
The restaurant industry, grocery store clerks, childcare.
The latter two of which Warner says we've all come to understand the necessity of in this pandemic. But now that we have a better sense of the inequities, what can we do about them? The answer, says Dr. Jenneret, begins with education, but doesn't stop there.
At some point, we're going to have to move from awareness to action. We need to carry out some of these plans that have been put in place to eliminate the disparities and inequities and move toward more racial equity in South Carolina and nationally.
We're going to go beyond just healthcare leaders or healthcare professionals to address these issues.
Monty Robertson is the director of the Alliance for a Healthier South Carolina at the South Carolina Hospital Association. He says policies that could preempt the kinds of grim statistics that affect Black Americans in particular need to be put into place by more than just legislators.
In the schools, they can make policies around healthy food policies. Employers can make policies around healthy eating, active living policies. So I think there's an opportunity for so many folks who are working in different sectors to affect change through policies.
Something Robertson hopes we learn from this pandemic is to stop seeing statistics pointing at inequities as disconnected pieces. If we're going to address inequities wherever they lie, he says, It's going to take a holistic approach with all hands on deck. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.